At first, I thought they might pass over the letter. They were stolen car squad, and they wanted a stolen car. They kept looking at the papers and asking questions. When I couldn't remember exact dates on the car, that was the clincher. They seemed on the point of getting tough. Finally, I said, "Well, it's just a question of checking. When you check, you'll find out that I'm telling the truth and the car is mine. But there's no way I can convince you by talking. Of course, if you want me to say I stole the car, I will. But when you check, you will find out that the car is mine."
"We'll check, all right."
The frog-faced cop folded the car papers carefully and put them aside. He picked up the envelope and looked at the address and the postmark. Then he took the letter out. He read the letter to himself. Then he read aloud, skipping where there was no reference to weed. He put the letter down and looked at me.
"Not only do you use weed," he said, "you peddle it too, and you got a batch of this weed stashed somewhere."
He looked at the letter.
"About 40 pounds.
He looked at me.
"You better straighten yourself out."
I didn't say anything. The old Irish cop said,
"He's like all these guys. He ain't talking till they get their fucking ribs kicked in. Then they'll talk and be glad to talk." "We're going out and search your house," the frog-faced cop said. "If we find anything, your wife will be put in jail, too. I don't know what will happen to your children. They'll have to go to some home." "Why don't you make the man a proposition?" the old Irish cop said.
I knew that if they searched the house, they would find the stuff.
"Call in the federals, and I'll show you where the stuff is," I said. "But I want your word that the case will be tried in federal and that my wife will not be molested."
The frog-faced cop nodded.
"All right," he said. "I accept your proposition."
He turned to his partner.
"Go call Rogers," he said.
A few minutes later, the old cop was back.
"Rogers is out of town and won't be back until morning, and Williams is sick."
"Well,
call Hauser."
We went out and got in the car. The old cop was driving, and the captain was sitting in back with me.
"This is it here," said the captain.
The old cop stopped the car and honked. A man with a pipe came out of a house and got in the back seat. He looked at me and then looked away, puffing on his pipe. The man looked young in the dark, but when we passed under a streetlight, I saw that his face was wrinkled and he had black circles under the eyes. It was a clean-cut American boy face, a face that had aged but could not mature. I assumed that he was a federal agent.